Back in here on Wildcat Insider, just a few minutes here before the end of the hour. John Kurtz with Mitch Fortner. You can tweet us at the game KMAN or give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. Had Wyatt Thompson on for the first part of the hour. If you missed that, newsradiokman.com in the on-demand tab for the podcast after things are done. He's already in Lubbock. That's where the K-State men will be taking on the Texas Tech Red Raiders tomorrow starting at 8:15. They've also got top-ranked Baylor coming in on Saturday, and both the men and the women are ranked right now at number 25. Ironically enough, both teams in the exact same spot after having very, very similar weeks with a tough road loss in the conference to a ranked team in the midweek game and then bouncing back with a solid home win over teams that they probably felt like they should have been able to take care of business against. All right, let's check this real quick. I was looking at a little bit more about both teams being ranked 25th right now. And apologize on the football discussion. We don't really have too much time to get into it. I'm going to save that for the next segment. We'll split it up a little bit between basketball and football because I think looking at K-State's offense next year is certainly something that can branch off of the Elijah Lee discussion. Is that enough to offset the loss of a potential Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year candidate in Elijah Lee opting to go to the NFL early? But I did just notice, and this is crazy to think about, from the letter that John Curry sent out, his weekly letter to K-State fans, that the fact that both the men and the women are ranked, it's the first time that that has happened since January 16th of 2012. So January of 2012 there, obviously, in the 11-12 season, that was even pre-Bruce Weber. You're going all the way back to the last year of the Frank Martin era for the last time that both the men's and women's programs were ranked at the same time.
Well, Jeff Mitty wasn't here either, still Deb Patterson.
Right. So you had, both coaches were not even here. It has not happened yet since both of these coaches have been here in Manhattan. So that's a nice landmark for both of these teams. Now, both of them know things are not easy at all. They found that out last week. K-State's women's team with a great comeback at Oklahoma. Looked like they may be able to pull it off in regulation at a three-point lead, but a big three late from the Sooners sent it to overtime, and then they fall. I mean, that's just life in the Big 12. They took on an improved Texas Tech team at home and beat them in Bramlage by 14 as well on Saturday. And then obviously for K-State, you beat Oklahoma and move on to this week, which you would have seen at the beginning of the year and said, all right, a week with a road trip to Texas Tech, a home game against Baylor, two teams that aren't getting any votes in the top 25. That's a week that you got to go 2-0 in. Well, you look at it now, West Virginia, top 10 team, went down at Texas Tech the last time the Red Raiders played at home. And Baylor is, by the way, the number one team in the country. So this week looks much different than what you initially thought it was going to be. When we come back, we will look at what K-State has coming back offensively, why that might be enough to offset some of the loss of Elijah Lee, and what we're learning about the K-State men at this point in time.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One.